Scripture reading this morning will be from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 18. Matthew 25, 14 through 18. For the kingdom of heaven will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted them to his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money.
Good morning, church. I guess I'll say right up off the bat, please be patient with my voice. I must have swallowed a frog sometime in the night and not sure why, but it's still with me. I hope the voice will hold. But it's great to be with you this New Year's Day. We have successfully managed to make another revolution around the sun, and so we have a new year here with us, so Happy New Year. Well, before we close the books on 2022, it might do us well to spend a few minutes looking back at the year that has gone by. Looking back at 2022, at what we can celebrate. Looking back at 2022 and what we might grieve or mourn. Looking back in the year that's gone by to see what we might have done better. And to see what we might learn from 2022 to help us in 2023. So let's take a few minutes and let's look at the year that has passed us by. And in some ways, 2022 was a year of losses. Some of our members moved away. In May, the Whittlesey's moved to Missouri to care for family members who were living there. And if you were here a week or so ago when they made their swing by here for Thanksgiving, I think it was to go visit, it was great to see them again. They are a wonderful family, and we know that they were a blessing while they were here, and they'll be a blessing wherever they go. Also last year, Tom Halstead stepped down as our youth minister. And some of our members passed away this last year. Shane Connor, Rosalie O'Neill, Jack Myrick, and Bayla Burris all went home to their reward in 2022. Some of our members marked important milestones this past year. Several graduated high school. Daniel Marquez graduated from Kiefer. Riley McCafferty from Sepulpa. Joseph Whittlesey from Jinx. P.J. Hickman graduated from Glenpool and Tulsa Tech. And Whitney Burnett, all these youngsters earned their diplomas this past year, and we're proud of each and every one of them. Some of our members tied the knot this past year. Eli Prescott took Kana Rackley to be his wife in April, and Eli just earned his bachelor's degree, by the way, in software development from OSU-IT. And Hannah Edwards said, "I do," with Tucker Sawarski in November. So we celebrate those 2 new unions. We also enjoyed some other welcome additions in 2022. We were blessed with new members this past year. Stuart and Marlena Lingle placed membership this January, so I guess you're no longer newbies. You guys are old. You guys are just part of the crew now. And Whitney Burnett joined the Glenpool family in September, so we're glad to have these wonderful additions to our family. We were also blessed with several who have been baptized this past year. Rita Stiles, who's a friend of Barbara Vaughn, was baptized this past year. Alyssa Whittlesey, Elena Whittlesey, Peyton McCafferty, Stuart Lingle, Killian McGrew, and Zach Treat all put on their Lord in baptism in this past year. And another one that you may not have heard of, but I'm John, and we'll just give his last name as W. John W., he's one of the correspondents with our prison ministry program, and he put on his Lord in baptism this past year as well. So we celebrate all of those births in Christ and all of those brothers and sisters who have joined us this past year. We added 2 new deacons. Robert Bradford took on the role as deacon of music, and we're grateful for him and his family. Josh Harris is now serving as deacon of young families, and again, grateful for him and his family. We're grateful for all of our deacons and all of their families who support them in their work. It's impossible for the elders and for the deacons to do their work if they don't have the family that supports them. And so we're grateful not only for those members who have taken on the title role, the title responsibility, but we also recognize that all of those have families behind them who support them in their work and make their work possible, and we're grateful for all of them for the work that they do. We had several babies arrive this past calendar year. Evelyn Wetzel came to us in July, Benjamin Albers in September, and Kalia Rucker in November. All made their arrivals, and we are blessed for each and every one of them. The Price family, if you recognize that name from the Ukraine Bible Institute, they were blessed with a new addition to their family this past year, Eliana. And I think an article was posted, I think it's on the bulletin board out here, of the great miraculous way that God worked through this family and the birth mother to see to it that Eliana's joined with her biological brother, and now they are a wonderful family. In fact, a special Fifth Sunday collection was made for this adoption that generated more than $3,000 for that adoption. We enjoyed some time together in 2022, some fellowship time together. Our fellowships included a Super Bowl party, a chili cook-off in February, a men's prayer breakfast, an Easter egg hunt, and a ladies' day in April. Our ladies meet every Wednesday for their midweek Bible study, and they make that a regular meeting, and it's a wonderful time of fellowship for them, and we appreciate them for that. We had the graduation luncheon in May, the burgers and ice cream fellowship in June, the back-to-school cookout in August, and the Christmas Fellowship and Ornament Exchange in December. And we also spent some time together in outreach efforts as well. Our kids made Valentine's cards for the residents of Glenwood Skilled Nursing Facility. We had the VBS this year, and we're grateful for the Harris family and all those who put in so much time and effort and work on that. And they looked at the life of Christ during our VBS this year. Pardon me. That was in July. We had the Friends and Family Day in September. We had Trunk or Treat in October, and the Angel Tree in December, where we adopted 10 angels. And I was blessed to be here during most of the time when the families came to pick up their gifts. And to a person, every single one of them, we're very grateful for the thoughtfulness and for the care and for the concern that this congregation had for those families whose Christmas might have otherwise been quite different if it hadn't been for the involvement. Pardon me. All right, we also had EPIC. We hosted EPIC this year through the April and May. And EPIC used our facilities for giving tests, for testing for the final exams for our students. And we also host Compass homeschoolers. I'm sorry, pardon me. I thought I could get further than this. EPIC came and used our facilities from April through May for their testing. And our Compass homeschoolers used this building on Thursdays throughout the average school year, the regular school year. And they use it for combined classes to bring their students together for some fellowship and some socialization. And I got to tell you, it's wonderful to have them here. It's different when it's unnerving quiet when they're not here. All right. We invested in some self-improvement in 2022. One of those ways that we worked on self-improvement was with LTC, Leadership and Training in Christ. And we've started that up again this year as well. Our kids and many of our adults worked together to to look at God's promise last year. God's promise to be with Jacob wherever he went. Okay, I'm going to take a commercial break here. Randy, would you do me a favor? At the welcome table, there's a coffee mug. Water's not cutting it. It's gold. It's gold with a little handle on it. Would you bring that to me, and I'm going to see if that coffee will will help me get through this. All right. The LTC last year was from Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. And in Genesis 28, verse 15, it's God's promise to Jacob that he would be with him as he went on his travels. Excuse me. And as you know, Jacob was renamed Israel later on, and he became the leader of the nation that would become Israel. And the promise there was that God would go with him in his travels. And the promise is the same for you and me as well. Left hand. I don't know, let's just try both of them. Let's just see. There's two coffee cups. Let's just try them both. I do apologize. And the wonderful thing about the LTC and God's promise to be with Jacob, to be with Israel, is that that promise is also true for you and me today, that God promises to go with us. That's the great difference between our God and the small g gods that other people worship, is that our God is one who's not too proud and who's always willing to go with us and be with us as we travel in our lives. Our kids also spent time with the Burnt Cabin Christian Camp in June. Several of our men attended a song leading workshop in July, and we have a special thanks to Lee Turner and to Justin Talbert from Broken Arrow Congregation for directing that workshop. And by the way, just as a little commercial, we have another song leading workshop set for January 28th. And so if you attended the first one, this is kind of a follow-up on that. If you didn't attend the first one, we'd love to have you come be a part of that. It can only help us become better, right? So set your schedule for January 28th, and we'll see Lee Turner and Justin Talbert come back and lead us in another workshop. So we're grateful for that. We've also started back up the STARS program, and we're very grateful for those who lead the STARS program. STARS stands for Seeking to Achieve Righteous Spirits. And if you notice, our elders in their morning announcements continually tell us each Sunday about our young people who have memorized how many books there are in the Bible, how many Old Testament books, how many New Testament books, how many prophets, and they can name the apostles, they can name the fruit of the Spirit, they can quote certain scriptures, and these are all part of the STARS program, trying to get our young people and their families in Scripture and to internalize and to make that Scripture their own or that story in the Bible. And so we're very grateful for the STARS program, another way that we're trying to work in self-improvement. And we started life groups in January. And life groups is the opportunity for us to dig a little deeper into the morning sermon. If you haven't been to a life group, we take the Sunday morning message and we kind of dig into it a little bit deeper. You know, there's only so much you can cover in 30 minutes when you deliver a sermon. And a lot of times there's so much more in the text that you really can't get into, at least not in 30 minutes. And so this is a chance for us to sit down with a few people that we trust and that we know, and to discuss that passage, not only how it applied to the original readers, but also how it applies to you and me in our walk with God, and to help us encourage one another to not only apply that passage, but to live it, to walk it, and to challenge ourselves to a deeper walk with God. And it also builds good, close friendships and connections. So we're grateful for that. And just another commercial break. As was mentioned in the announcements this morning that Devin mentioned, our life groups now have been reorganized for this year, and we get a chance to build those close connections with even different people for this year. Starts next Sunday, January 8th, so we'll take next Sunday's message, and we'll dig into it a little bit deeper. We'll spend time with each other and pray for each other. So I would encourage you, if you thought about small groups or life groups and were kind of uneasy because they've already been connected, they've already been locked in, they've already got a close connection, you kind of didn't want to be the outsider, then absolutely come and be a part of this one, because all of us are new. All right. Well, you are a good man. I don't care what they all say, Randy. Thank you. Thank you, brother. How's that? Somebody being nice to you and you pick on them. I've got one in one cheek. Let's just put one in the other cheek and see what that does. You want to do that? All right. Spending time on self-improvement. We've also invested time in serving others. And this is where the rubber meets the road for a church like this. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do with each other, for each other, and a part of our regular walk. But what we do in our community and how we impact others is, I think, a major measure of a congregation, of its worth, of its impact on the community, and its impact on the kingdom of God. And so let's look at some ways in which we served others. And one of those is prison ministry. And prison ministry has already appeared in our message this morning with John being baptized earlier. And there's a devoted group of people who come here every week who receive workbooks that the prisoners have filled out, the Bible studies that they've completed. They mark those. They get given an attaboy where they're right, and they challenge them to look again at some of the scriptures where they might have missed the mark a little bit. And so they continually work to send and receive Bible studies from these prisoners to help them grow with their walk with God. The Mark 10 program provides some much-needed meals for school children, and these are kids that, who, unlike most of us, do wonder where their next meal is going to come from sometimes. They're going to wonder if it's a full meal or if there's going to be leftovers or if there's going to be something there in the kitchen to eat. We had two special collections, this Fifth Sunday collections, that generated more than $5,000 for this ministry in the past year. We have our nursing home ministry, which brings worship and fellowship to residents at Glenwood, and we're grateful for all of those who take a part in that. Our ladies' outreach distributes knitted hats to area hospitals. And as of last year, for the calendar year 2022, this ministry distributed 532 little hats for newborn babies. 532 hats for babies. 27 hats for those who are undergoing chemotherapy treatments. And as you know, one of the things that happens with chemotherapy is you lose your hair. Well, 27 hats were made for adults and those who are undergoing chemo treatments, and those were all distributed to area hospitals this past year. This is one of those ministries that can kind of fly under the radar if you don't know. So this is what this is for. We help support the Ukraine Bible Institute and the Cambodia Christian Ministries and the important work they do. And we were blessed in November to have both Brandon Price and Sakom Hun speak to us and talk to us about the important work that each one of those groups are doing in their ministries. The Ukraine Bible Institute and all of those that have been a part of that, and the Price family especially, have been in our prayers since the war broke out last year, and it continues to be in our prayers. And Brandon and his family are looking to move back into Ukraine, not necessarily in the heat of the battle area, but certainly closer than we might be comfortable in a lot of ways. But they are moving back in that and being a part of that. And so we remember these two great works. And this congregation contributed more than $800 to the relief effort in Ukraine this past year, 2022. This past June, our own Hannah Dunlap went on a mission trip to Albania. And on August 5th, she shared her thoughts on her experience and the work that's been going on in Albania. It was called an armchair tour of Albania. If you missed her armchair tour of Albania, you can watch it on our YouTube channel. It's a fascinating watch, and I would encourage you to do that. It's a wonderful young lady, and she gives us a wonderful insight into the culture, the community, and the church in Albania. What a great time that was. And we have a whole host of silent servants who continually serve here day in, day out, who don't get the accolades, they don't get the recognition, but they continue to serve faithfully, not only this congregation, but they serve God. They serve by teaching classes, mowing the lawn, caring for the flower beds, maintaining equipment and facilities, overseeing benevolence, preparing communion, arranging flower displays, cleaning and rearranging and reorganizing the supply room, securing better sight and sound equipment for the auditorium, volunteering in the sound booth, organizing meal trains, delivering food, planning and pulling off fellowships, nursing home devotionals, and the list just goes on. And I know I've missed some, and it's not intentional, I promise. There's just so many fantastic works that go on. Most of them are quiet. They don't get a lot of hoopla. They don't get a lot of attention. But these are people who serve God and serve the kingdom and serve us as well. So that kind of brings me back to the title of this morning's message, and that's Everyone Brings Something to the Table. That's from Matthew chapter 25. And I appreciate Keith reading that for us earlier. Matthew 25, verse 15 says, to one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent. And the key here to me in this passage is each according to his ability. Each according to his ability. Now, in the parable, a talent is a sum of money. And so the idea here is that the master looked at his talent pool, his available workers for his kingdom, for his estate, and looked at each one and decided, what can they manage? What skill sets do they have, and how can we use those skill sets to help the estate? And so he gave to each one some measure of responsibility in the success of the master's estate. Now, there's a lot to be said about Matthew 25, and it could be a series all on its own. Even the parable of the talents could be a series all on its own. But here's the idea. The master looked at those who were involved in his estate and gave each one a responsibility for the success of his estate, and he gave them responsibility in accordance with their ability. The New Living Translation says, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. And I love that. Because the idea is that no one is overburdened and no one is underburdened. Those who are working for the master's estate are given a responsibility in keeping with their abilities, and they are also measured success or failure in keeping with their abilities. No one is overburdened. No one is underburdened. I think that's a message for us for 2022 and for 2023. I think that's the reason for the successes in this congregation in 2022, is each one supplied for the kingdom what they were capable according to their abilities. And we've seen this past year, so many people step up and do things that maybe they haven't done in a long time. We've seen people step up and do things that I know I've never seen them do. And it's amazing not only to watch someone step way outside their comfort zone, but to see them do it and succeed and see God give them success in that, and to watch them not only bless this congregation, but bless the kingdom by using their talents and their abilities in ways that they might have never thought of doing so before. And that's one of the great gifts I think we've had in 2022. The things that we're celebrating here this morning in this list that we've given of our events for the past year, so many of those things we're celebrating simply because somebody stepped up and said, well, I haven't done that. Not sure I can do that. Don't know if that's my gift or talent, but it needs to be done. So we'll just step in there and we'll do it and watch God give success. It's always amazing to see that happen. I think that's the message. That's one of the core messages of the parable of the talents. Everyone here has given, God's given everyone here a chance to participate in his kingdom, in the master's estate. All of us have gifts and talents. Now, the currency that God deals in with us is less about money. I think I can say that. I think I can defend that. It's less about money, and it's more about abilities and opportunities. So God gives us abilities, God gives us opportunities, and that's the currency he deals in. Here's your opportunity. And then he calls on us to respond to that opportunity according to our ability. So he doesn't expect, if I'm a one-talent guy, he doesn't expect me to carry a 5-talent burden. But if I'm a 5-talent guy, he doesn't expect me to carry a 1-talent burden either. He says, here's the kingdom, here's your chance to participate, and it's going to be according to your ability. But the kingdom is going to succeed or fail according to whether or not you rise to the call. And this congregation rose to the call last year in such a beautiful way, in so many different times and so many different opportunities, that to me was kind of the message for 2022. And I believe that is the promise of 2023. Delwayne, you may have led singing your entire life, but I don't remember doing that until this past year, and what a great blessing that is for the congregation. And we're thankful for that. And I could just do that all day long and just point out people and say, I see you serve in ways that may not be normal, that may not be customary, but watched in so many wonderful ways to see people serve according to their abilities. I believe that is the gift we have for each other in 2022. And I believe that is the promise we have for each other in 2023. 23, that each of us serves the kingdom and serves our God according to our abilities. In just a minute, we're going to stand and sing, and this is our invitation to you. If there's any way that this body of believers can serve you, won't you please tell us how? We're grateful for this year. We are grateful for your role in this year. We're grateful for the year to come and how God's going to use you and use us in the year to come as each one of us puts our abilities to work for the kingdom of God. If we can serve you in any way, won't you tell us how? Let's stand. Let's sing.